Chapter 14. When in doubt, start over. I've offered a lot of advice and recommendations about how to make para work for you. And in this chapter, I want to give you one final one. If you ever get stuck or feel overwhelmed, simply archive everything and start over, following the instructions I provided in Chapter 3. For example, if your documents folder becomes a digital dumpster fire, move everything into an archive with today's date and start fresh. If you have tons of digital notes piled up in the inbox of your note-taking app, move them to an archive folder with today's date and be done with it. If your cloud storage drive is a hot mess, move everything to a dated archive and reset for a new week, month, or year. Yes, you heard that right. The act of declaring digital bankruptcy is an escape hatch that you can use any time your digital world starts to become too chaotic and suffocating. I've done it countless times, and every time it fills me with a sense of relief and enthusiasm for what's next. When it comes to your finances, there are serious consequences to declaring bankruptcy, but not in the digital world. There is no downside to archiving everything because it will all remain available in the future. Everything is optional. In this audiobook, I've outlined the exact process I follow to keep my own para system running, but I want to emphasize that all the steps I've described are optional. None of them are absolutely essential to get value from organizing your digital world. Some weeks, I'm too busy to review my inboxes and add titles, so I don't. I know that I can always find what I need using search, which doesn't require any manual effort. Some weeks, I'm too busy to individually move each item from the inbox into the right folders, so I just select all and dump them anywhere. Again, search is the magic solution to finding things, even if they haven't been perfectly classified and labeled. Finally, there are times when things are so crazy, I don't update my project list for many weeks at a time. It doesn't matter. I promise there won't be a catastrophe, just because there are a few inactive projects lingering on your list. Para is highly resilient, and it will preserve everything just as you left it until the day arrives when you have time to reset, whether that's in 7 days or 7 months. That's the whole point of using a simple system. It easily withstands the passage of time until you're ready to return to it. Letting go of our attachment to information. Most of us seem to have a sense of duty toward our digital possessions. From a young age, your parents probably taught you to care for your belongings and treat them with respect. It almost feels like a moral obligation to meticulously upkeep our digital environment, the same way we tidy our physical surroundings. But this attitude makes no sense in the digital world. Trying to preserve every last bit of data is like a hoarder trying to keep every old trinket and empty pizza box in their home. Most of this content appeared without our consent, and therefore we can archive it away without a sense of attachment. I know archiving everything and starting over can be a scary step. You might have spent years thinking about how you wanted to organize all these files, and now I'm telling you to dump them all into the archive? Yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you to do. Remember, you aren't losing anything. If you really need something from the past, you are always free to dive into your archives and resurrect it. I'm guessing, however, that you'll do so far less than you expect, if ever. The truth is, search technology is getting better every year, and the most likely way you'll access your files in the future is through increasingly advanced search algorithms. Artificial intelligence is also on the way, which means that in the future, you'll probably just ask an AI to search through all your old information and find what you need. That's why any time you spend meticulously organizing your stuff is likely to be wasted. This is your chance to draw a line in the sand and leave your old relationship with information behind. It is an opportunity to assert your digital independence from the clutter and mess keeping you stuck in the past. I'm inviting you to embrace a new identity, to become the kind of person who refuses to get bogged down in trivial details and instead embraces what's new and alive in your life right now. Will you accept my invitation?